Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Zach?
Well, I've got withdrawal symptoms from our recent interviews, and I think one or two people on Twitter have said the same. So here we are on a Saturday, and what's going on at Extract at the moment?
Well, we're very busy. I'm pleased to say that we're drilling at Eureka. That program is more about definition for the open pit. We'll be starting an open pit planning in 250 to 300,000 tons per year, at around about 2 to 2.5% copper. And so in order to plan the volumes to be extracted, bench sizes and everything, we need a little more information on the ore body, its attitude and its dip. And so we're drilling, and I'm pleased about that. Kalengwa, we've completed our test work, so we now know what sort of equipment we need. And quite frankly, there's quite a bit of magnetite there, so we found out now that we can upgrade by gravity, but we take that magnetite away and we can get quite a good upgrade. So again, that's been very good. Over in Manica, we've endured two cyclones over 6-8 weeks, and neither of us kind of hit as direct, but what they have done, they've made life pretty tough. Your knee, waist, you know, deep in mud. Very difficult to operate, but nonetheless we're operating. But we're dying for the rain to stop so we can pour the civils for the big operation. Fairbride, our Guy Fawkes operation is going quite well. We decided instead of being on the reef that we would actually try to offset the reef. So we've mined to load, as they call it, you know, in the old-fashioned terminology. We've accessed the reef, and then we'll be breaking right and left in order to chase the reef. And so naturally, as you go right and left, your daily tonnage increases. As you basically open more ground and you essentially put razors in, and then that gives you two more drives, two razors and two drives. And then, of course, you join them up and you've got a stope. So we should be stoping, I think, by late next month. And obviously we've got two ends going now, a stockpiling and bringing a little ore through the plant. So I'm very pleased about that. The second alluvial operation is challenged by the alluvials, but nonetheless, they're fully mobilized now. And our own operation, combination of rains and COVID-19, we had to put the guys in a confined camp and ensure that they didn't actually leave that confined camp. So, you know, supplies, logistics have been a bit different, but nonetheless, they're working on what you call the chicken farm, and that should be quite lucrative. So we've managed to get through the rains, and I say get through them, it's still raining, but we've managed to work alongside the rains, which I think Southern Africa is the heaviest that they've ever seen. I mean, Zambia is underwater, Mozambique's underwater, and here in South Africa, quite frankly, I have never seen such atrocious weather in my life, and it's been before Christmas. It's essentially rains every day. It's bitterly cold. So the kind of tale of that cyclone has been fairly devastating for Zambia, Mozambique, and South Africa. Devastating in the terms, I think that is. It's been devastating, obviously, for the folks, coupled with COVID-19. So devastating doesn't apply to our operations. They're working. We've got a great team in Zambia, good teams in Zambia, good teams in Mozambique. And quite frankly, it's upwards and onwards. And the guys are just basically turning their back on the rain. But we have seen some sunshine in Mozambique. So, and Zambia is going to stop one of these days. So all in all, going quite well there. Bush Ranger, of course, that's been quite a feature of attention. And we've drilled two holes. And I don't know. I think we've got a pretty educated bulletin board when I read them there. And so those who know a little, and those who know a lot about porphyry systems, know that it's not about grade. It's about size. And those two holes that we've reported have certainly, magnitude-wise, have given a very strong indication of a very big system. So I think the market now is attuned to the fact that we've got a very big system. The grades from the XRF, as we reported, are pretty much standard for those Lachlan folds, and very similar to Bowder and Kennedy Ridgeway and North Parks. So we're happy about that. So now, Zach, we're drilling this third hole. That, of course, will confirm size. But now we're on to the science, and the science says we've got to actually model this as soon as we know the dimensions, the third dimension. We've got to model. We've got to put inside the digitization. We've got to put in the distribution, the lithology, and the mineralization types. Then, of course, we've got to stick in the grade. We don't yet know the gold. And of course, we're very excited and waiting for the gold results. And then we'll have a perfect model, and that perfect model is probably 6 weeks away. The magnitude, I've got no worries about whatsoever. Grade, I'm not particularly worried. I know I've got a big system. I know we've got a big system. And now we've got to model it, get 3D expression, so we can design what is going to be a very significant drilling program. Because, you know, who says race course it? I mean, we're already talking about, we've got the foot rot porphyry, and we've got good geophysical suggestion of other porphyries. And like kimberlites, you know, kimberlites is where the diamonds come from. They're in clusters, and if one's good, they're mostly all good. And if one's no good, they're probably all no good. So kimberlites and porphyries behave pretty much the same. So having these wonderful results at Racecourse, we're fairly optimistic for the district, if you like. We're fairly optimistic for the district play. But, you know, we've got a lot on our hands with Racecourse, and so it's off to the science now. Zach, and science doesn't move anywhere as fast as you and I would like it to. So we're into drilling, and we're into the science. So the news will come in, but I don't think we need our daily reporting. But as obviously, as soon as there's a material change, as soon as there's something which the market needs to know about, because it's making decisions, shall I buy, shan't I buy, then of course we'll release to the market. So in a nutshell, that's extract where it is. I mean, what is it? So we're building up towards copper production in Zambia. Our gold plans in Manica are going well on all fronts. And we've got a situation in Australia, which quite frankly, you know, we knew the race course was a significant project because we started life off with 71 million tons. But, you know, our drilling has suggested, as we've discussed before, that this system is big. And as I've said before, it's all about how much rock you've got. Because by definition, these things are usually quite low grade. So that hopefully that's thumbnailed the company. And all of us inside the company are very, very excited for the 2021 prospects.
Well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks very much for the opportunity. I'm always grateful.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.